Frustration is building over how asbestos-contaminated sand products ended up in many schools across the nation. The national recall of several play sand products has left education authorities scrambling, with dozens of schools now closed. Dozens of schools closed earlier in the week. South Australia and the ACT are now calling for a national probe into how the sand entered the country. Joining me now is Blair Boyer, South Australia's Education Minister. Minister, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you for having me.
What's the update in South Australia? How many schools in your state are impacted by this contamination?
So in the public system alone, we've got more than 400 impacted here, and that's a mixture of those that have the product sealed, in which case it gets bagged up and we're having people come to collect it. There's absolutely a cost to that as well, because not just anyone can come and do that collection. And if it's loose, we're doing a deep clean. Again, that deep clean can't be done by just anyone. You have to basically be licensed to do that through the regulator. In South Australia, that's Safe Work SA. So the impact is big. The cost is big, and of course the worry is big as well, I think, for people out there who are asking questions about how, in this day and age, products like that can make their way into the country.
What's your understanding as to who or which organisation or authority is responsible for making sure that products like this don't get into the country, especially into educational institutions?
Well, I think there's not a great deal of clarity on that, to be honest, and that's one of the things that I would hope an inquiry would get to. I do welcome the comments of Amanda Rishworth, Minister Rishworth, yesterday, saying there's going to be something in place to make sure products like this sand need to be tested in the future. But we've had a ban in Australia since, I think, 2002 or 3 on
That's
anything
right.
with asbestos not being able to come into the country. And I think people are rightfully asking a question about, you know, how it can get in, how it can be on the shelves of major retailers like Kmart and Target, and then wind up in, you know, not just schools and preschools, but it would be in so many homes right around Australia as well.
And in your state, are you in the situation? We know from some other parts of the country, Minister, that this has been used in general classrooms, but there has been a specific focus on kids with special needs because of the sensory benefits of using this kind of sand. Has that happened in SA as well?
Yes, that would be true. And we've got a couple of schools here in the Catholic system that have closed just for a couple of days because they weren't able to move students at the special school site into a different part of the school to enable that deep clean to occur. They'll open again soon. We haven't had to do that so far with our other special schools, but if we do, we're going to have to take that action as well. But that's exactly what this stuff is marketed towards. It's marketed towards kids. It's marketed towards them using it for hands in a sensory play, you know, kind of way as well. So, of course, that raises people's concerns. Even though it is very low-risk stuff, it raises people's concerns, understandably.
How long does the process take to have assessors through a school in South Australia, get the clean-up done, and then get the OK from the assessors at the end of that process?
So we're working as quickly as we can. We're trying to have more contractors who, you know, have the requisite qualifications come on board so we can do it more quickly, but it's not a fast process, the deep clean particularly. The picking up of the product can be pretty quick once it's bagged up and people come and collect it and they take it to one of the authorised disposal facilities. But a deep clean is a time-consuming process, and then waiting for the clearance from the regulator, essentially, that it has been properly clean. And I can tell you, you know, these stories we're starting to hear this morning, and we just heard them on the bulletin then around the cost of that will be really considerable right around the country.
What do you think it'll be roughly per school in SA?
Oh, thousands, I think. I think I'm hopefully going to have something more precise today, but for the deep clean, you're definitely talking about thousands of dollars per site.
Is it fair that states are copping the bill here?
Well, that's a source of great frustration to me, because that is money in the education system, and it will be the same for independent and Catholic schools and private providers that we won't be able to spend on something else. You know, when there's not an extra bucket of money to do these things, we'll have to take that from another area. So, you know, my calls for inquiry are around making sure we have clarity on how it happened, how 22 years after we had a national ban on asbestos products that can get in, what we're doing to make sure it doesn't get in again, trying to get a bit of consistency around the country too, I think, and how we might respond to things like that, because if there's different responses in different jurisdictions, you know, the parents look across the border and say, why are they doing that and we're not doing that here, or the converse of that. So, and of course, the cost. What's the cost in situations like this, and who should wear the cost? So they're all things I think that are fair questions that I hope a national inquiry can get to the bottom of.
Is there any case for compensation in your view?
I don't know yet is my honest answer. I just don't know. Once we've got a total figure, once our clean is all done, we'll know how much that might be. But certainly, at the very least, I would like us all to have a bit of reassurance that in 6 months' time, we're not going to be back here doing this again, because we've discovered another product that has this naturally occurring asbestos again. Regardless that it's low risk, we would have to again go through this process. That will take time. In some states, it's disruption from schooling. You know, students are missing some of their last days of the school year. We don't want that either.
You're calling for this national inquiry, as you say. How much communication has there been between state ministers?
Yeah, I've spoken to a number of state ministers, including, you know, I've spoken to Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria, and we've seen the ACT come out and support it. Had a short conversation with the Tasmanian minister as well. So I think there will be support, but states are dealing with it in different ways. You know, in South Australia, it's a big clean-up job, and you know, I've made a strong call for a national inquiry, which I think the Australian public who've been following this happening, particularly parents and grandparents who've been grappling with it as well, would be rightfully wanting some answers. And I'm happy for South Australia to be leading the way. Obviously, in jurisdictions like the ACT and Tasmania, where a number of schools have been closed, I'm sure people would like some answers about what we can do to make sure we don't go through a situation like that again soon.
And we've certainly seen concern from parents. As with many things, this sand doesn't stay at school. It ends up in kids' clothing, hair, all sorts of things. So lots of families are trying to get an answer there. Minister, thanks for being my guest this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Blair Boyer is the Minister for Education in South Australia.